The Holy Gospel according to Luke, the 12th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give the dominion to you. Sell your possessions and give alms. Make purses for yourselves that do not wear out, an unfailing treasure in heaven, where no thief comes near and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them. If the master comes during the middle of the night or near dawn and finds them so, blessed are those slaves. But know this, if the owner of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, the owner would not have let the house be broken into. You also must be ready, for the Son of Man is coming at an unexpected hour." The Gospel of our Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Amen. Are you dressed? Are you ready? As the parent of two children now grown, I can't count the number of times I have said those exact same words. Are you dressed, guys? Are you ready to go? Only to find my children 15 minutes later, flopped on a bed, reading a book, still in the pajamas, no shoes on, clearly not ready to go. Are we dressed? Are we ready? This is the question posed to the disciples this morning, to us as disciples. In today's gospel reading, Jesus says to those who would follow him, be dressed for action and have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from a wedding banquet so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. Now we know how to dress for various occasions. Although many of us are having a hard time giving up our COVID-19 uniforms of comfy lounge pants all day long, who needs waistbands anyway anymore? But we know how to dress. We know how to dress for work. We know how to dress for a date. We have Sunday dress clothes, and we have Saturday pants that we would never wear in public. But here, Jesus asks us to be dressed for action, to have our lamps lit, to be ready for his arrival among us. In my little congregation in Jerusalem, the members would meet on Tuesday mornings to sing morning prayer and to gather for Bible study. And the week when we were studying this particular text, one of the members said, "I have a magnet on my refrigerator that says, 'Jesus is coming, look busy.'" And we laughed and decided that it would be very convenient if Jesus would return on a Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. because we looked good on Tuesdays. We looked good because we had been praying and singing and were gathering to study the Bible, and we thought Jesus would like what he saw. Prayer and worship and study are indeed an essential part of the wardrobe of a disciple, foundational parts of who we are. But if we only think about prayer and worship and Bible study and being ready for Jesus to come in the end times, then it's like leaving the house with no pants on. Because actually Jesus says being dressed for action, and he doesn't mean just for the last days. Being dressed for action as a disciple means being ready for when Christ comes among us today. As a refugee, as an immigrant family, as a prisoner, as a neighbor, as the oppressed and occupied. Just as in this parable we heard today, when the master comes at an unexpected time, Christ is also at all times and at any time coming near to us as the other, as the stranger. For this reason,
We need to be dressed for action today. Lamps lit, shoes on, ready to meet him, ready to serve him, ready to love. And blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Blessed are we when we're dressed and ready to march for Black lives and trans lives. Blessed are we when we're dressed and ready to protect reproductive rights. Blessed are we when we're dressed and ready to save the earth and water and skies that God so generously provided for us. Blessed are we when we wear our shoes, our traveling shoes, our shoes with a good steel toe, because being dressed for action as a disciple sometimes means being ready to kick out and stomp down the evils of the world, those forces which defy the God of love. Be dressed for action. Have your lamps lit. Be like those who are waiting for their master to return from the wedding banquet, so that they may open the door for him as soon as he comes and knocks. And so as I stand here on my first Sunday among you as pastor, I want to say, Jesus is asking us to consider, are we dressed? Are we ready for how and when Christ will arrive at our doorstep this year? And now for part two of the sermon. Now that I've suggested that Jesus wants us dressed for stomping down devils and speaking truth to power, I want to read to you again the next verse from this morning's gospel lesson. Jesus says, "Blessed are those slaves whom the master finds alert when he comes. Truly, I tell you, he will fasten his belt and have them sit down to eat, and he will come and serve them." Now, leaving aside for a moment the problematic slave and master language in this text, notice that when the master arrives home from the wedding banquet, he doesn't put the servants to work. In fact, he sits them down at the table and he feeds them. He serves them dinner. When the master comes, when Jesus comes among us, he becomes the servant. The one God that we follow and serve serves us. As it is written in Philippians, though he existed in the form of God, he did not regard equality with God as something to be grasped, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave, assuming human likeness, and being found in appearance as a human, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. This makes me think, maybe being ready, being dressed for Christ's return also means being dressed for dinner. Maybe it means being ready with open hands to receive the gift of God's mercy and forgiveness, so that we may be fed and nourished for that important work, that important justice and peacemaking work that we are called to in the world as disciples of Jesus Christ. A few years ago, I presided at a very unusual wedding in my little chapel in Jerusalem. I only knew the couple for 2 days. They were from two different countries and two very different cultures. And for some reason, there was an urgent need for them to get married soon. I never knew the whole story, but I could see that they loved each other very much. After we got all the paperwork together, we stood in front of the altar. My fellow pastor, Pastor Fursan from the Arabic-speaking congregation, the bride and groom, three witnesses, and me. That was it. It was about 91,000 degrees in the chapel that day, a little bit like here. And for this reason, we were hurrying through the service, through the liturgy. There was no procession, no music, just the basics. Pastor Fursan said some lovely things about marriage, including the interesting advice to sleep next to one another, but leave room for the wind, which I admit made me think more of flatulence than the Holy Spirit, but it was a lovely thought anyway. The vows were said, prayers were given, a kiss was shared, and then it was time for communion. And honestly, I had been thinking we could skip it that day. The couple didn't seem very religious. The family with them were Catholic, and I thought they probably didn't want to receive communion from a Lutheran lady pastor. But nevertheless, Pastor Fersan held up the bread and prayed in Arabic. And I held up the chalice and prayed in English. And then we served the newlyweds the body and blood of Christ, their first meal together as a married couple. The family, too, held out their hands to receive. And then it was as if time in the chapel slowed down. A holy hush came upon us, and suddenly no one was in a hurry. Suddenly it didn't matter that we were so hot or that the circumstances of this marriage union were rushed and less than ideal. None of that mattered because Jesus had arrived. His love was with this couple and with all of us gathered that day. And I was struck again, for the umpteenth time, how mind-blowing it is that Christ comes among us, that God, God's self, is among us in Christ Jesus. Whether we invite God or not, bidden or not bidden, God is present with us. Sometimes Christ comes as a family who needs sanctuary in your church. Sometimes Christ comes as a breakdancing studio that needs a home. Sometimes Christ comes into our lives as the troublemaking Holy Spirit, calling us to new adventures and new challenges. Remember, always make room for the wind, said Pastor Fersan. But most of all, Christ comes as the long-awaited master of the house, the host of the meal. He comes to each of us at the table, the very presence of the divine in, with, and under, earthly bread and wine. And so, as we begin our mutual mission together as the UniWoo community, how can we continue to be dressed for action and at the same time be always dressed for dinner, ready to receive the abundance of God's mercy and healing, the food that we need for the journey? Siblings in Christ, it is so good to be here with you at long last, and it's good to be able to proclaim to you today the good news. Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again in many and various ways. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.